Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Trundlebed Tales. Today we're doing our August 2011 update, and I admit that I am a little late on this month, but I hope that it will go by better late than never. So we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on in Lauren Goes Wilder fandom in August, and the first thing that I wanted to remind you was that if you want to call into any episode of Trundlebed Tales Radio, the number is 714-242-5253 or toll-free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll-free 1-877-633-9389. And you can either call in while the show is live just to listen or to actually talk or ask questions. Now, what's been going on this month in Laura fandom so far that we have missed? The first thing was it was Carrie Ingalls' birthday on August 3rd, and I always like to remember that because it's right near my own. And they always have an event in Keystone on the actual day, no matter which day of the week it falls. The actual time, I didn't get to confirm them with them this year, but I'm sure they had it. They have it every year. And you may want to put it on your calendar now for next year if you think you're going to be in the South Dakota area. That's one of the things that I would like to go to that I haven't made it yet. So that's definitely on the to-do list. Also, this past week, I had another episode of Trundlebed Tales Travel Times where I interviewed my mother, Susan Utoff, on being a member of a family that has been going to the Iowa State Fair since the 1920s. And I think that one came off really well and that you'll enjoy it, especially if you think that you might ever get a chance to go to the Iowa State Fair. So you can catch that one in the archive. Also, I was on a real broadcast radio station, and that was on Talk of Iowa on Iowa Public Radio, talking about one-room schools. And I was on there with Bill Sherman and Charity Nebbe, who's the host, and a lady who just did a diary whose name just popped right out of my head. But if you're interested in that, you can find the direct link on my blog. That is, again, trundlebedtales.wordpress.com, and there's a link that'll take you right to the correct page on the Iowa Public Radio site to listen to that. So that's what has been going on, but we still have things to go on this month. And the next thing coming up on my list, it looks like, is this weekend, and that is that the Johnson County Historical Society here in Johnson County, Iowa, is having a special series of programs on one-room schools. And I was on the planning committee for this, and so far we've had three events, and it's gone off really well, and I want to especially thank Pam Stover, who came over from Illinois, even though she just got a new job, so she's in the middle of moving, to do a session on music in the one-room schools last night. And Pam Stover graciously also was interviewed on this show, so if you haven't caught Pam's interview yet, definitely do that. It's a great interview, and Pam's always fun to talk to, so I think you'll enjoy that. Meanwhile, this same weekend out in DeSmet, South Dakota, the Harvey Dent Society is having a special plein air art event. Now, a plein air event means open air in French, and it's an event where a bunch of artists get together in a single location and paint what they see. So we have you have a chance to see paintings being done of the Ingalls homestead and the landscape that Laura loved, and then a chance to buy them, which I think is really great. So that's going to be at the Ingalls Homestead in Dismet, South Dakota, August 12th, 13th, 14th, and immediately after they close down is going to be a wet paint sale, they call it, just because they've just finished painting them. Keeping on the art track, Malone, New York also has an art event this month. On August 21st, they're having an adult oil painting class with artist William Bickford. Now, you do have a charge for that one, and you have to sign up ahead of time. But if you'd like to do some painting yourself and learn how to do it on the Wilder Farm in Malone, Burke, New York, then this, I think, would be a great opportunity to get some professional guidance on your painting. And, of course, while it's a long drive down a two-lane road from anywhere, it's certainly worth taking that drive. I just love Malone, and I'm sure you will too. Other things going on this month. Spring Valley, Minnesota has traditionally had Wilder Days. It looks like they've renamed them to be Ag Days. Those are going to be August 16th to the 21st. This year, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum there in Spring Valley is going to be open with sort of some special activities going on during the entire Ag Day celebration. So if you're thinking that you may be around the Spring Valley, Minnesota area, this would be a great time to visit the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum there, and be sure to check out the gift shop. It isn't the biggest gift shop by any stretch of the imagination, but they always seem to have things there that I never see anywhere else. So I really like the Spring Valley gift shop and highly recommend you stop there. And they have a wonderful collection of ag equipment and machinery at the museum as well. And they also have a great public library in that town. And it's a beautiful building with a tree inside. So if you're passing through Spring Valley, I think it's definitely worth making a stop if you're going to be there between the 16th and the 21st for Ag Days. But probably what's the biggest Laura event that's going to be going on is Laura's Memories, which is the pageant down in Mansfield, Missouri. The pageant there is a little different because it covers Laura's entire life and not just a certain segment of time. And it's also a musical, which you can now get the soundtrack to. And I have it in my car, and it's just... I love it. Farmer Boy is my favorite song, but the name card song with the autograph album duet, it's a brilliant CD. I love it. So if you get a chance, definitely see Laura's Memories. It's one of the pageants. It starts at 8 o'clock instead of 9. It has seats with blessed back support, and there are hotels within reasonable driving distance that don't all get booked up. So... I really recommend going to get to see Mansfield's pageant if you possibly can. Now, they're mostly going to be in September, but they are splashing over into August and also into October just a little bit. But I'm going to go ahead and give you the full range of dates. So the Mansfield pageant starts August 26th and 27th, and then it also runs September 2nd and 3rd, September 9th and 10th, September 16th and 17th, September 23rd and 24th, September 30th, and October 1st. And if you are at all open in your schedule, it's a wonderful time to go to Mansfield during the pageant. The pageant there is different than the other experience of pageants. It's well worth going to all of them because they're all unique experiences. And if you're going to be there sometime this fall anyway, why not shoot for when you can see the pageant too? And especially if you have this much freedom in your schedule, aim for September 17th, because September 17th is the Wilder Festival in Mansfield. And they have lots of stuff going on. They have a costume contest. The events really start Friday night, but those are kind of smaller events. They have, like, the school kids come out and do singing songs that they learned that were pioneer songs. Then the second day is when there's got all sorts of stuff going around the square. I will warn you, if you're in there for Wilder Days, you're going to want a copy of the Mansfield Mirror, and they close the office that day, but they do have a stall somewhere on the green. So if you can find it, good luck. You can get a copy there. And let's see. And also the other things going on, there's stuff out at Rocky Ridge. They play Pod's Fiddle. This is the one time a year you are really guaranteed to see Pod's Fiddle played. They change up how they do the tours of the house too, so it's a little easier to take your time wherever you want to go instead of just having to follow the pace of the guide. So those are all good things, and I highly recommend it if you possibly can, going to the Wilders Festival, which is September 17th. And we are going to be talking about some of the other events that happen in September, of course, during the next month's update, but also on August, the other upcoming radio shows that we have. On August 22nd, I'm going to be talking to Kitty Latane of Pepin, and we're going to be talking about the Laura Ingalls Wilder Days and everything, a little bit about their history and how they got started and what there is to do and see in Pepin. So I'm really looking forward to that. And if you've never been to the Laura Days in Pepin, that's going to be a great introduction, and then you're going to be all raring to go to that in September. I also am starting to do another episode that is going to be this Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, and 6 p.m. Pacific Time. It's going to be another 30-minute episode, and it's going to be about me giving a little introduction to the history of aprons. So there's lots of stuff yet going on, and I just wanted to make sure, even though we're a little late this time, that we got a chance to catch everybody up on what's going on in Laura fandom. I also want to remind everybody that you can find Trundlebed Tales on YouTube and on Twitter, as well as on Blog Talk Radio. And you can find me under Sarah Utoff on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and on Google+. And if you're still looking for an introduction for Google+, shoot me an email, and I'll be glad to send you an introduction. I have an invitation. I've got a whole bunch left, so you can be sure of that, too. And one other last thing that I wanted to make sure that everybody knew about was Laura Palooza, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Conference, is going to be next July, July 2012. And the call for papers to that is going to be going out on August 25th, Laura's wedding anniversary. And I hope that many of you will consider applying. Now, these are just going to be fairly short programs, so don't worry about having to fill a huge block of time, because the way it looks, that just isn't going to happen. So I want to encourage everybody, because there's lots of people who have investigated some small pocket of Laura, and it may be that you are the only one who's really investigated that particular pocket. And what we're trying to do is get people to share what they've learned and what they've found and where to go. So definitely consider putting your name in for the call for paper, and I will definitely let everybody know for sure when that goes out. Also, I just wanted to remind you, if you are a member of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Legacy and Research Association, which is the organization that sponsors Laura Palooza and the Beyond Little House website, as membership chair, I would like to urge everybody to renew if you haven't already. The first batch of name cards or membership cards have gone out. There's quite a few waiting to go for the second batch, but I'm just trying to get a last few people to fill up the sheet before I do it again, because I do a mass printing on that. So if you haven't renewed yet, please go to the Beyond Little House site and fill out the form there under LIWLRA. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this August update, and I will see you again in September. Thank you.